Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. What a radio program we got for you today. Oh, there is a coronavirus still going on. We can't do anything about that. But, Rhea, we will block that out and press forward, won't we?
As best we can.
I got to be honest with you. I was looking at what we have on the show today, and it's a cast of thousands. I will start, talk about good timing, with one of the fine general managers who has worked at our city in the last generation. Mr. Billy King is here today. Hi, Billy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, we have a GM thing we're going to bring up in just a second here. I got Samuel L. Jackson today, Al. Adam Schefter today. Yaron Weitzman today. Chris Cuomo today. Wait till you hear what he said about the virus. He's got it, you know. The brother of the governor.
Yeah, I know. He's
the
in the
governor.
Basement. He's in the basement.
No, but he chipped a tooth.
Yeah.
Because, no, this is bad. Wait till you hear that.
I didn't know that was a symptom.
Joe Buck doing porn, right?
What?
I got a Red Sox minor leaguer, Al, who's getting to see his hot neighbor naked. Mm. I got a lot of stuff today. I got the Atlantic City mayor, Marty Small, on, Al. You know why?
Yeah, yeah, nice guy.
He wants the NBA to resume in Atlantic City.
Yes.
Which would, I would think, very be a nice boost for the casinos.
Yeah, sure would.
Very nice boost. We got a lot of ground to cover today, but I'm going to start, and sometimes they just, Rhea Hughes sends me, I go to bed early, and Rhea's always trolling around on Twitter and wherever else.
Trying to find stuff for you.
And she sends me a tweet from Keith Pompey, who does a great job covering the Sixers for the Acquirer. And Pompey, I thought it was a joke.
April Fool's.
It was April Fool's. Billy, I thought it was a joke because apparently under their new leader, Leon Rose, former agent who's now running the Knicks.
It's from Cherry Hill.
Yes.
They have focused in on who they would like to be their general manager with the New York Knicks. And it's Sixer GM Elton Brand.
Hmm.
And I went, based on what? Look, I'm not going to Billy first on this because Billy's too nice.
He's a Duke guy, too, isn't
Elton
he?
Brand,
exactly.
Oh, God.
The brotherhood.
Oh,
see?
Damn. This isn't going to go well. Elton Brand, has he done a really good job?
I don't know how you judge it.
Well, I have to judge it.
Because I don't know how much he... I think that he probably would have done a good job if he was running the show.
Who's running the show?
Brown.
You're right. Brett Brown is running the show.
I got to think
that
Rose knows him from being an agent. And and kind of knows this is what he's capable of. And I maybe he's talking about what he would have done but wasn't allowed to do.
I'm not even going to tell you Elton Brand someday won't be a good GM.
That's what I mean.
He hasn't been yet.
He seemed to have an accelerated path.
Well, why did he have an accelerated path? Because Brett Brown wanted a puppet. He wanted a guy that played for him that would do whatever he asked him to do. And I think a lot of the dysfunction of the current roster of the Sixers is actually the work of Brett Brown. Now I would like to go to Billy. Billy, am I reading it correctly?
Well, I like what Al says because, you know, it's the first year in, and so it's hard to judge how the job he's done. It's easy to say Al Horford didn't play well with the contract. You can say
they
Bennett.
Don't fit. He doesn't fit with the beat.
But I would like to ask Elton, what was your vision when you signed him? What were you thinking? What were your thought process behind it? Because sometimes as a GM, you do things, and everybody's on the same page when you do it, and then when they start playing – coaches tend to do things differently.
Okay. But don't you think the coach had input and to bring him up?
I think so. And that sometimes, like, for example, Oklahoma City, Sam Presti, the GM there, every decision is his. He makes a decision. If they're trading a player, it comes down to him.
Right.
Some teams have more people, more chefs in the kitchen. And when you do that, sometimes decisions aren't made in the best way for the team.
And ownership's heavily involved in a lot of decisions.
Al made a great point prior to what we came on here.
What was that?
That it's New York City, which frankly, in this moment in time, is not all that inviting, right? But it will be again when we get past this horrible crisis. But it's New York City, and they could have a lot of people. A lot of people, even with James Dolan as the owner, and he is horrible, right? But even with James Dolan as the owner, there's a lot of people who would love to be the GM of a team in New York City.
And turn it around.
Billy was a GM right outside the city with the Nets.
But you know, a lot of people want that job, but the fact is Leon Rose is going to ultimate decision. So you're not going to get guys that are going to come in that are great GMs or like a Sam Presti's not going to go to
Leon
work
Rose
for
will
Leon
have
Rose.
The final say.
Yeah, he's going to have the final say. So you're saying like they can get a lot of GMs. Well, yeah, but who's going to have the final say?
All right, that's right. But the bottom line on it is, since we are all in agreement that you certainly can't judge Elton Brand with positive right now, all you could say is an incomplete, right, Rhea? You would either give him a C or an incomplete right now, right?
Not based off of the Al Horford signing, which I think was more him.
You're going to go a D?
Yeah.
All right, fine. Then either way, Al was right on target. Let's fleece the Knicks.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Right? If they really want Elton Brand and the Sixers could get something good for the GM, you got to at least have that conversation, right, Billy?
Yeah, I mean, when we were Brooklyn and Jason Kidd wanted to go to Milwaukee, we got, I think, a second-round pick, maybe two of them from them. I tried to get a first. When Doc Rivers left Boston, the Clippers got a first-round pick. Pat Riley went from Miami to from New York to Miami. They got a first-round pick, so if he's under contract and they want him, you've got to get something for him.
All right, so I would like to get something for him, but then if I did not get anything for him, I would still let him go. And the reason I would let him go, there's a couple of reasons. One is because he is too directly connected to a guy who's teetering on the edge, Brett Brown. Just picture, if we are even all speculating that if they don't resume the NBA season, does Brett Brown survive anyway? What's your best read on that, Billy?
What, the season?
The season is over. They cannot resume it. The coronavirus is taking you into July, whatever. It's too late to resume the season. Do the Sixers bring Brett Brown back because he didn't get his seventh shot? Or they go, we saw enough. They weren't going anywhere.
I think they would go a different direction.
They would. All right, so he thinks – so if Brett Brown's not going to be there, what do I want Elton Brand there for? I mean, Elton Brand's then going to pick whoever replaces Brett Brown? I don't think he – that's not a good situation. Let's start from scratch. Let's bring back Sam Hinkie.
No.
Let's bring back Billy King. Let's bring back somebody. I mean, I don't want the Elton Brand without Brett Brown. They're a tandem. They go together. They're, it's one for all and all for one.
If they do bring him back, that tells you that they're not a tandem. And ownership relies on
Elton. All right, but hold on. Now, this leads to – the most alarming part of what happened yesterday. The Sixers have already indicated through back channels, so somebody told Keith Pompey, what are you kidding me? We are, direct quote, very happy with Elton Brand. Now, my follow-up would have been, all right, good, could you break down what you're so thrilled about?
That's what that would have been my follow-up.
They underachieved with the first team he supposedly put together. Horford didn't work at
didn't
all.
Didn't fit, yeah.
Right? Billy's going to argue with me on this because he thinks Butler was going to Miami anyway. But if I had my choice, Harris or Butler, I want Butler every day of the week. He let Butler go. He let J.J. Redick go. That was a huge loss. Right? He did not do a good job, and now we need to reward him? Well, we're gonna either move him on to New York and get some for him, or we are going to give him a longer job. Normally, in a situation like this,
a new deal.
I got to give him a new deal, right? Because, look, the next one, I got at least, who knows what they're going to pay him. Now I got to give him a long-term deal when he has demonstrated not at all that he's a good GM. Why would I do that?
No, I mean, that's the thing about it is you wonder, was it just, was Brett, is that who he wanted, or was that ownership? Because Elton had been here for a while. He played. He was the GM of the G League team, or
right.
You know, so you wonder, you know, did ownership have a comfort with Elton Brand?
All right. Now, there's another aspect to this, Billy, that I could attribute to you, because I've been doing this a long time. GMs are a major talking point on every team, yeah. Right? In fact, later in the show, Al, believe it or not, currently, right now, there's a national referendum on Philly's GM, Matt Klentak.
Oh, cool.
MLBTradeRumors.com listed all of his moves. And then at the end had America grade Matt Klentak.
Really?
And I'll tell you where it is right now. I was checking it out. I may as well vote. So I voted.
What did you vote?
I'm not saying yet. I want to keep them holding my
cards.
Can
I guess at some point?
No, you're not. It's not an F. It's not an F.
It ain't an A.
No, it's definitely not an F.
So
but
there's
not.
You're narrowing
it down. We talk about GMs a lot. And I was trying to, I'm driving in, I'm thinking about this, and I'm going, Elton Brand, maybe a third of the fans of the team don't even realize he's the GM, right? Don't most people think the personnel moves are being made by the coach?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Angel, you'd be amazed. A lot of times I go around,
yeah.
People say, like, they think I'm still the GM here.
They do? Yeah. Really? Yeah. All right. See, to me, a really good GM makes an impact. You know who he is, right? You go, that guy is running the team. Like, right now, everyone in the world knows Howie Roseman is the GM of the Eagles. Love him or hate him, and we do both all the time on this show. You know who the GM of him is. And Klentak, Al, took a while, but everyone knows Klentak now.
Yeah.
Most people don't care for him, but they know it, right? And Chuck Fletcher's only been here a year.
Yeah. He's done terrific.
I already know he's a good GM.
Yeah.
Because I saw what he did in the first. He's a good GM. The guy before him was a horrible GM with a big profile here, Ron Hextall.
Wasn't a horrible GM.
You with me,
GM.
Al? You with me on Hextall? No. I knew he'd be in agreement. So
I'm not with you on that. Either.
Right. And Billy, in your day, right? I remember when you were the GM. We ripped you pretty good from time to time.
Yeah.
And sometimes we said, Billy's doing a great job. Sometimes we said, you know what? Billy's attached to the hip with Larry Brown. Yeah. That's a tandem. That once Larry goes, does Billy need to be here?
Yeah.
I remember saying the stuff that I'm saying right now about Elton Brand, about Billy sitting right there.
Yes.
But it is – Billy, how do you know when you're good at that job? How long does it take, and how do you tell?
You know, it's a tough job in a sense, and it's changed a lot now because there's more involved. There's social media. I always looked at the job. When I first got it, I looked at it more as scouting and getting players. As I got more into the job, I looked at it as managing the personalities more.
Ah.
I always said I was a fireman. There's going to be a fire every day. I just know how big it's going to be that I got to put out. And especially having Alan and Larry, there was always a fire.
Oh, my God.
Was it a 3-alarm, 4-alarm, or just a little brush fire?
But if there was a guy that you knew created fires but was also a terrific player, didn't you have to decide how big a fire you wanted to put out by whether or not you wanted to bring him onto the team?
Yeah, and a lot of times.
Like a Jimmy Butt?
Yeah, a lot of times you don't want too many of them. You can have one, but you got to have enough guys around him to try to influence them and do the right thing. If you have too many of them, it could be disaster. You go back to the Sixers when they had Dr. J, George McGinnis, Daryl Dawg, that team, there were a lot of personalities and didn't work. And when they traded McGinnis for Bobby Jones, the team became a very good team. So
who did they trade Bobby?
They changed George McGinnis
to
Denver, to Larry Brown.
Larry Brown.
And Larry Brown, I think I said this before, Larry was begging the GM to get me George McGinnis, trade Bobby Jones. And the GM's like, we got a great guy. Why do we want to do this? So finally, Carl Scheer makes the trade. George McGinnis has one practice. Larry goes in the GM's office. I can't coach this guy.
My all-time favorite story.
Larry was a man. That was a personality to manage as well.
Yeah,
right?
But that's really the job of the GM. Right. Like, I used to follow all the players' Instagram, Twitter, everything, just so that you're aware of what's going on, so you can try to stop them from saying things or doing things. Because they're, and also you got to manage up, so you got to manage ownership. Some teams have one, some teams have a lot that you got to manage.
The way you just described this, I've always wanted to be a GM because I like to wheel and deal. Yeah. I wouldn't be a good one, but I would, It doesn't sound like a great job.
You know, it's
a lot of personalities, egos everywhere.
it's one of the most stressful jobs that you could have because of the fact of just the personalities you got to manage, the ownerships you got to manage, and the trading part and all that stuff is very small. And a lot of times you have a lot of staff. Now teams have people that are strategists that are come up with ideas.
Yeah, but you got the right mentality. His boss was that nutty Russian guy. Up in New Jersey.
Rich guy.
Yeah, oh, my really God. Yeah. But that guy, saw him do news coverage. That guy was bonkers.
He was different. It was just, you know, the thing about it is just the personality.
Yeah.
Like being American in Russia is totally different.
You have the kind of temperament you could handle that kind of stuff. Anyway, I want to open this up because I don't even know what kind of a blip on the radar screen Elton Brand has left in this city. He was a player here. Good one. Two tours of duty, Al. Mm-hmm. Comes back as the GM, I think, as Brett Brown's puppet. Do you want him to go, and do you want to get anything for Elton Brand?
Yes.
Nanga, I got some good stuff today. Wow, I got a Bryce Harper pinstripe jersey.
Ooh.
And a limited edition Fanatic opening day pin. You know why? Today's the day of the Phillies home opener.
Ah. They're not going to play.
Thank you.
Oh, hold on, Al. I got to redo my update.
I also got a $50 gift card to DJ Wheelahans. Right. I got a Rio Muto Nike Retro Power Blue T-shirt and Stars and Stripes Phillies pin.
Get it while they last.
This is all Philly stuff today. A Fanatic headband and Bryce Harper reusable bag. All good Philly stuff today. How do you win? It's real simple.
What is it?
What is the best way to kill time when you're trapped at home? What is the best way for you to use your time when you're home?
You can do a practical joke. Go out back and dig a grave.
Funny.
And finally, the judge of that contest today, Billy King.
No.
You're the judge today, Billy. Okay. I will read the prizes and you will read the four winners.
Okay.
What is the best way for you to use your time trapped inside?
Hmm.
You will get on right away. If you call this number now,
you got to call 215-592-9494.
215-592-9494. He's had a lot of practice. He's getting better. WIP Sports Time 616.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.